Hi, my lovey. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, here with another bonus episode, and we are going to talk about relationships which are astrologically incompatible. So I did, in fact, get inspired to bring up this episode because I did see a TikTok, which I did, in fact, link below, about how we have relationships in our lives that are incompatible, and we sometimes don't know why, but some of us do know why. And on this episode, we're just gonna blame it on astrology at this point. But the original TikTok was about how, you know, you meet someone, you absolutely love them, you're attracted to them, and they vibe with you very well, but astrologically, you're not gonna work well together. And we've all done that thing where we find out their birth date, right, and we plug it into the astrology compatibility chamber, and then it comes out that we are like maybe 10% compatible, right? Only because we can stand being in a room with each other. But communication, attraction, longevity, and all these other interests, you know, are low on the scale of compatibility. But we are so, you know, engulfed in this person, like there's something about them that we love so much, or we like so much, that we want to be around them all the time, to the point where I want to be their girlfriend, I want to be their boyfriend, I want to be their husband, I want to be their wife, you know, or whatever. And then as time goes on, you start to realize that you are incompatible, right? Like you start to, you know, understand that you don't have that much in common as you thought, okay? And even some people know very well in the beginning that they have nothing in common with this person that they like, right? And some people are just so very willing to just go into another world with another person and just explore their world because they just want to be with them so badly, and vice versa. People have done that with us. Aside from romantic relationships, we have family members. We even are involved in some friend groups, and also, you know, co-workers, you know, or people we have to see either for, you know, therapy or whichever. You know, the relationships in our lives, you know, tend to be always, you know, having friction or some type of, you know, disdain for each other. One of the worst incompatibilities to have is between you and a parent or a caregiver, which I find to happen very often. And people like I love my dad, but I don't know why, you know, we just can't ever connect. Well, it's because your dad is an Aquarius and you just happen to be a Leo. You both need people to worship you, and you guys can't ever come together and do that for each other, right? So that as an example. And some people are aware of this, right? Some people just have a hard time explaining it to, you know, people who don't believe in astrology or believe in spiritual matters, right? You can't come up to a religious person and say, why are you so distant with your brother? You know, you're supposed to love thy neighbor and love your brother or whatever, but they don't realize that, you know, your brother is a Taurus, you know, and you are a freaking Gemini, right? And we're just like, we're not doing that, because all you're gonna do is fight over who's the smartest one in the group, right? Like, put a Taurus and a Gemini together and see what happens. They're gonna just try to top each other, like, constantly, right? And when you have those types of relationships, it's hard to explain to people who do not understand the science of astrology, right? I know it seems like such a random a random thing to talk about, but we all have had, right, a relationship that we damn well knew was incompatible, and we just didn't want to see it, or we wanted to ignore it and still try to make it work anyway, and then it finds its way of not working out, you know, not working itself out in the end. Like, I'm a Capricorn, and I tend to be attracted to fire signs for some reason, okay? So I did, in fact, marry a Leo, and when you put a Leo and a Capricorn together, there's nothing but discord and friction, because they're both leaders, but neither one of them want to submit to each other. They might as well live in different houses. They can still love each other, but it's like they just have such boiling, like so many boiling points with each other, where it's like they cannot coexist. So the life of me, I do not know how Michelle and Barack Obama are making it, okay? Because he's a Leo and she's a Capricorn, and I don't know how that is working out for real, okay? But I've also been very attracted to a lot of Sagittarius, you know, in my life, and I'm not compatible with Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a very free spirit, wanting to try new things all the time, you know, risking a lot. And Capricorns are very calculated, very organized, you know, boring, okay? And that kind of brings down the vibe of Sagittarius's free spirit. You know, a Capricorn can worry too much, and a Sagittarius is kind of like, nah, do it for the plot. But Sagittarius is like, I'm gonna do my whole life for the plot, okay? Even if it doesn't work out. They're okay with failure, and Capricorns are not okay with failure. So that's just on a romantic, you know, spectrum. Just think back of all the times you've had, you know, crushes and, you know, people that you wanted things to work with, even a boss you wanted to, you know, really impress, but you started realizing that your boss is a Virgo and it's just not gonna happen. Sorry, Virgos, but you guys expect way too much. And when it comes to siblings, even, you know, siblings, parents, teachers, you know, just any relationship in your life, definitely I do encourage people to look it up. Definitely encourage people to know the astrology of everyone in their lives. Very important how to maneuver, not manipulate, maneuver. Just, you know, how to, you know, water the waves, or, you know, somehow, you know, navigate that. Especially water signs, when they are put into a boss position and they are ruling over earth signs. And there is a push-pull, but it's almost as if water signs will give more lenience to earth signs than any other sign. So earth signs that have a water sign boss tend to have an advantage, right? Because water signs will kind of forgive almost anything an earth sign will do, because water signs are fascinated with how earth signs get things done. And then when it comes to fire sign bosses, I'm going to tell you right now, like, just don't make any mistakes. Just as an example, I'm just telling you some stuff that has happened in my life. Fire sign bosses and earth sign employees, don't even do it. Okay, just do your best to stay off the radar and not be spoken to. So what are your thoughts on this particular topic? I know we all have a story. We all have a story. We all have a time where we had a crush, or someone had a crush on us. And even in a sign that was compatible, right? It's more like there's something off, you know, about the compatibility. Maybe it was the Chinese year that they were born in. Maybe it's the degrees of Sagittarius that they're in. Tell me what your thoughts are. I definitely want to hear your feedback on this. So I will come back to this and see what you guys think. Again, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode. All right.